Throughout the Israelites' wilderness wanderings, God was constantly teaching them about himself and their own sinfulness. He led them into the wilderness, to the same mountain where he revealed himself to Moses, to teach them what he expected of them. God brought them to the border of the Promised Land soon after the amazing events at Mount Sinai. But when the people heard the spies' reports, their faith was shaken. They claimed that God could not defeat the land's giants. God sent them into the wilderness to wander as a result of their unbelief until that generation died out.
The sun beat down mercilessly upon the vast expanse of the wilderness. The arid winds carried whispers of discontent that swirled among the Israelites like dust devils. Weary and disheartened, they trudged along the barren landscape, their hopes fading like mirages in the distance. The once vibrant camp was now shrouded in a cloud of dissatisfaction. The people grumbled, their voices a cacophony of complaints and bitterness. Their tongues dripped with discontent, their hearts veiled in doubt. It was a poisonous atmosphere, toxic to their spirits and corrosive to their faith. As the days wore on, murmurs of rebellion grew louder. Weariness gnawed at their souls, and they yearned for relief from the hardships of their desert journey. They reminisced about the comforts of Egypt, selectively forgetting the chains of bondage that once bound them. In their rebellion, they had forgotten the faithfulness of their God. They had forgotten the miracles he had performed, the waters he had turned to blood, and the bread he had rained from heaven. Their gratitude had waned, overshadowed by their discontentment. In the midst of their grumbling, a swarm of fiery serpents appeared. Sinister and venomous, they slithered through the camp, their hissing filling the air with a haunting melody. Venomous fangs sank into flesh. As the serpents struck, chaos erupted. The piercing cries of anguish mingled with desperate pleas for mercy. The people witnessed the swift and agonizing consequences of their rebellion. Excruciating pain, paralysis, and, in some cases, death. Panic consumed the camp as families were torn apart by grief and fear. In the midst of the turmoil, the people felt the weight of their guilt and the consequences of their unbelief. Regret filled their hearts as they realized the gravity of their actions. They had sinned against God and against Moses, their faithful leader. They longed for redemption and relief from the torment that engulfed them. And then, like a beacon in the night, a command was given. A message of salvation echoed through the camp. Moses, in obedience to God's instruction, raised a bronze serpent, high upon a pole for all to see. Its form, crafted with skill and purpose, glinted in the sunlight. As the people turned their gaze toward the bronze serpent, a hush fell over the camp. Eyes, filled with pain and desperation, met the serpentine gaze. It was an act of surrender, an act of faith in the midst of despair. And as their eyes locked with the symbol of their affliction, a mysterious power surged through their bodies. The venom's grip loosened, its fiery tendrils extinguished. Healing flowed through their veins, dissipating the torment and restoring life. Sights of anguish gave way to tears of relief. The air was filled with a chorus of gratitude, voices once laden with complaint, now lifted in praise. The wilderness, once a place of desolation, became a sanctuary of redemption and deliverance. From that moment on, the bronze serpent became a symbol of God's healing grace, a testament to his power to rescue and restore. It stood as a reminder that redemption could be found in the most unexpected places, even in the midst of despair and disobedience. The story of the bronze serpent, in Numbers 21, teaches us several valuable lessons. The consequences of sin. The venomous snake served as a consequence of the Israelites' rebellion and grumbling against God. It reminds us that our actions have consequences, and that sin can bring about harm and suffering. The need for repentance. When faced with the venomous snakes, the Israelites recognized their sin and cried out for deliverance. It teaches us the importance of acknowledging our wrongdoing, repenting, and turning back to God for forgiveness. Hope comes from unexpected places. The bronze serpent raised on a pole became a symbol of hope and healing for the afflicted. It reminds us of the power of God to bring salvation and restoration even in the midst of our dire circumstances. God wants our faith and obedience. The people had to exercise faith and obedience by looking at the bronze serpent to receive healing. It teaches us the importance of trusting in God's instructions and responding in obedience to His commands. God lavishes His grace and mercy on us. Despite the Israelites' complaints and rebellion, God provided a means of deliverance and healing through the bronze serpent. It demonstrates God's abundant grace and mercy, even when we don't deserve it. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus Himself referred to the bronze serpent when explaining His mission on earth. In John 3 verses 14 to 15, He said, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in Him." The bronze serpent serves as a foreshadowing of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, where those who believe in Him find healing and eternal life. Just as the bronze serpent was lifted up on a pole, Jesus was lifted up on the cross. The bronze serpent represented the sin that brought death, and Jesus took upon Himself the sins of the world, becoming the ultimate sin bearer. The people who looked at the bronze serpent were healed from the deadly snake bites. Similarly, those who look to Jesus, in faith, find healing and salvation from the consequences of sin. In John 12 verse 32, Jesus said, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to Myself." Just as the Israelites had to trust God's command to look at the bronze serpent for healing, we are called to have faith in Jesus and respond in obedience to His teachings. Jesus emphasized the importance of faith when He said in perhaps the most famous verse of Scripture, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." The bronze serpent was a means of deliverance provided by God, despite the Israelites' disobedience. In the same way, Jesus' sacrifice on the cross demonstrates God's abundant grace and mercy toward humanity, offering forgiveness and salvation to all who believe in Him. The bronze serpent served as a substitute for the deadly snake bites, taking the place of the people's punishment. Similarly, Jesus became the substitute for our sins, bearing the punishment and offering reconciliation with God through His sacrifice. Just as the Israelites looked at the bronze serpent for physical healing, we are called to look to Jesus for spiritual healing and salvation. He is the ultimate remedy for sin and the source of eternal life. Overall, the story of the bronze serpent, in Numbers 21, teaches us about the consequences of sin, the need for repentance, the power of faith and obedience, and the ultimate salvation found in Jesus Christ. It reminds us of God's grace, mercy, and His desire to bring healing and restoration to our lives. It's important to note that while the bronze serpent serves as a type of Christ, it is not to be worshipped or venerated. It should not be regarded as a graven image. Rather, it points us to the ultimate fulfillment of God's redemptive plan in Jesus, who is our true source of healing, salvation, and reconciliation with God. Father, thank You for the reminder that we need to look to Jesus if we want to live. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.